As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What do you guys wear when you're on an airplane?
That's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question, but Aaron's getting on a plane this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just reading a story of like the one thing you should literally never wear.
Heels.
And it's disgusting. Oh. Not that, but.
Flip-flops.
No, do you want me to tell you?
No, don't tell.
It's mostly women only, but it's not heels or flip-flops, which should be reserved for women only.
Oh, I think I know.
It's like yoga.
Well, okay, you so I know. My mom worked for Frontier growing up, so we would fly standby, and we had a dress code. You had to wear jeans without holes, a polo, because you're representing the company.
How? Nobody knows you're on standby.
That was the dress code. Shoes had to be closed-toed, like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So
okay.
I always... Wow. Yeah. I know.
Do you own a polo?
What?
Do you own a polo?
I do. Well, that's what we wore because I went to a private school. That was like our uniform. Mm-hmm. So that just seems intense. I agree.
Yeah. So I still kind of stick to that.
You do?
I'll wear like jeans, no holes, tennis shoes.
And
a
she
shirt
also
that covers
goes
me
to
up.
The airport 17 hours.
We don't need to bring
flight.
That up right
we
now.
Because then you're overdressed and like.
Because I grew up flying standby.
Yeah.
I show up to the airport looking like the sewer rat.
Okay, so you're the person I don't like, but I...
Wait, what? How'd this get turned on me?
Oh, I forgot. What are you wearing? It's not about that. It's about something else. That's yours. Sorry, I can't remember your name, so you're just the person I don't like.
Right.
The sewer rat. Oh, my God.
Wait, why don't you like
because
people like me?
I think as a society, we've given up. And I think we gave up before COVID, but COVID was just like, check, we don't have to give a crap about personal appearance anymore. Because like, I bring this up every time anything like this comes up. There's a restaurant called Texas G Brazil. And it's like a Brazilian churrascaria, and it's kind of expensive to go there. It's like $60 a person or something.
Is it here?
There's one here, but it's a chain.
Okay.
But there's also Radizio, Fogo de Chão or whatever. Anyway, it's like $60 and up after you buy drinks and stuff. But it's like all you can eat. But it's like not all you can eat. They bring you the meat to your table and they slice it. Anyway, it's a nice, if you as a couple, tea hack, not the one I don't like.
I'm just a regular rat.
If you,
I'm a street rat.
If you were to go out to dinner and spend $150, would you be upset if there was a sewer rat at the table next to you?
Yeah, it would kind of, I think it would take it out of it. It'd be like, I agree.
I'm not going to nice restaurants in leggings and a sweatshirt.
This is what I'm saying. Air travel used to be the same. Air travel is considerably more than $150. And here I am sitting next to a sewer rat.
Why am I
sitting next to a sewer rat?
It is crazy to look back and think like people got dressed up. They
dressed.
Had briefcases. They
fedoras.
Had the hats. Yeah.
Like, we don't have to go that far.
The fedoras are over.
I'm like, don't you think, I don't want to be that guy. It's like back in my day. It was not in, back in my day, but like there was a time where we had mm-hmm. more respect for one another. And we just tried to look nice.
I'm not.
And I don't
like,
want to sit next to somebody.
Putting my boobs out. Like I'm just in comfortable clothes.
But how comfortable? Because I see you in like Garanimals, like matching like PJ, like no, I don't know,
matching
like,
PJs,
little Winnie the Poohs or something on them.
No,
like you're barely yeah. held
no,
together.
No, I see her in like a juicy tracksuit or something.
Thank you so much. I'm honored. But no,
how many Tweety Bird T-shirts do you have?
Wow, my sisters and I had a lot of them really? When we were younger.
Garfield.
When we were children, but no. So
I okay.
You okay? Like leggings and a sweatshirt and sneaks.
I think that's fine.
But like, I don't have makeup on. Like, I'm not.
You should be trying harder than that.
And you know what? I'm going to hit you with the Uno reverse card. I met my fiance.
Looking like that?
Looking like that.
Shut
wet
up.
Hair,
that guy's
no-
a saint.
Are you saying I'm not beautiful without makeup on?
I wouldn't
comment on that at all because that's an HR violation. Okay. Now can I tell you the thing that you should never wear on yes. an airplane?
Oh, yeah.
Everything you wear.
No, and they're saying that like a flight attendant said the reason not to wear this is because it will end up quote unquote soaked in pee.
Ew.
It's a romper because you have to get completely naked in the bathrooms and it ends up on the floor and apparently airplane bathrooms are never mopped.
Yep.
Just to bring it back around.
The women wearing rompers and going to the bathroom, because my wife wears them sometimes and catching her, like a glimpse of her if she's going to the bathroom. Yeah. They're naked, dude. They're just completely
100%.
Naked. 100%.
Why? What?
You're just doing that in public?
Yes. You guys did that to yourself. We don't like rompers. Boys don't like rompers.
Who said we're wearing clothes for you?
No, but like, what? Then why are you doing...
You just like them soaked in pee?
You didn't say
exactly.
That.
Like, what? Why... Do you want to be that uncomfortable? Do you want to get naked every time you go to the bathroom? Like my ex-wife would wear rompers to gala events. Like there's fancy rompers. Mm. I remember going to the Children's Hospital gala. She's in a romper and I was like emceeing the thing and she's gone for 20 minutes at a stretch.
She's naked in the bathroom.
She's just like, well, yeah. And then there's pictures of her being passed around. We're getting Whoa! Big dollar donations.
T-Hack, do you like it when your wife wears rompers?
I like when she uses the restroom in them.
Oh my gosh.
Can I catch a glimpse?
What are you following her into the bathroom, you weirdo? You don't like it, right? Because you can't get any like.
But he's afraid to say.
I like a dress more. If you're gonna go, because I think her rompers are all shorts.
Yeah.
I think right. Yeah. And maybe she has some with pants. I don't. They're
no,
okay.
They're okay. You can't.
You can't get in.
You can't. Yes. You.
Oh my god.
You ever been out with a girl wearing overalls?
No.
You can get in.
Go home.
Wear overalls on a plane. That's so. Ugh.
I thought it was like yoga pants or something because it was something to do with the seats.
No, it has to do with the bathrooms.
Huh.
Yep.
Bye, rompers.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.